Smash Factor.
Ripping driver, going for it. Oh my goodness.
How about that tee shot?
That is crazy how far that is.
Wow. John Daly, take a back seat, big fella. How about that drive?
That's an aggressive line.
Look at this, he's just driven the green. He has just driven the green.
I guess, hello world, huh?
Welcome to another week on the PGA Tour. We got the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am this week. Coming off the Super Bowl and the waste management. It was a fun week, good week all the way around. Showdown was great again. Showdown's been really solid to start this new part of the season. 2026, first several weeks, has helped offset close but not good enough. I've min cashed a couple times. Last week, Brooks got me on the he was the main culprit for struggling on the main slate. I didn't see that coming, really. Even though I knew the putter could have been an issue, the putter was a kind of a problem, but I mean, he kind of just struggled all the way around. I think he finished plus two, but I thought he'd be able to be in there and make the cut for sure. Obviously, I wouldn't have been on him. He also turned out to be in, you know, we thought there could be a weather advantage because of the, it was kind of weird because it looked like Thursday afternoon was going to be the best part. And Thursday morning was pretty good and actually easier than Thursday afternoon. I think the original thought was like, oh man, on the wrong side of the wave, you know, went in on the weather. And when it turned out, when you looked at the 2-day split, the PM AM was about a quarter of a stroke easier. So it's still the right wave to be in, but not because of why we thought. We thought Thursday afternoon was going to be a lot easier than Thursday morning, and then Friday, you know, kind of put it in favor, but it turned out the wind kind of took a little bit longer to get there, and Thursday afternoon was a little bit tougher, but the full PM AM was still better overall by a quarter of a stroke. Works out that way sometimes. I think in general, you could do wave stacks, especially if you're doing MME every week if you wanted to. You could split them if you wanted to. Maybe do 50% off your natural pool, 25% AM PM, 25% PM AM. And again, I'm talking 50, 75, 100 lineups or something like that. There's a chance it just works out for whatever reason, especially if your pool naturally kind of fits to it. But either way, Showdown was great. Took down one of the tournaments. I think it was a 253 max on Saturday for 10K. Tons of subs hit great that day too. Some had a similar lineup to me, and some had the exact lineup using the article. Put out a Showdown article every night, and that's good. I mean, I many years ago I stopped doing cash and allocated my resources to Showdown. Now back then we were just crushing Showdown because we were way ahead of the game on Showdown of anybody in the industry, and that's not debatable. It's caught up, obviously, you know, with everybody having nightly reports, stats, all that kind of stuff, reviews. But there's still an edge, in my opinion, at most weeks, if not all. And so good way to, if you don't do Showdown, I think it's something to look at. Maybe you try it for a few weeks, allocate a little bit of your main to Showdown. If you don't want to increase your budget, that's certainly something you can try to see if not only that, it kind of the other part for me, because waiting for 4 days on that main kind of gets like, you're like, man, you just, it's a long haul to get through a main tournament and your money's tied up, you know, for 4 days waiting to see how you do. Sometimes, you know, by Friday night, because if you're 5 or 6 or 4 or 6 or something like that, you're probably dead unless 6 or 6 is really low. But it gives you that daily, you know, kind of sweat like golf or, I mean, like basketball or, you know, NFL or, you know, put the money in, get a result, come back, stuff like that. So it's something to try. I have an article out every single week. It is rare for me not to have one. And I let, you know, in Slack, I try to let everybody know if there's some reason that I'm not going to have one. But most times I have one out every week for every day for round 2, round 3, round 4. Round 1, the only time I would kind of emphasize it as if we have true, like, well, like this week, but I don't think we'll see how it works out. But anytime you have multiple courses or a huge wave advantage, maybe round one I'll talk about a little bit different. But outside of that, normally round one is probably going to be similar to my main thoughts, you know, because we haven't seen anything. We don't know what's going on. Outside of a course rotation or extreme weather, it would be the similar of the two. No outrights. Had a little bit. We had some sweat going into. So Patrick Reed won, and it turned out giving us Siwoo at 434-1 and Scheffler at 48-1 because of the round robin bets that I put out some weeks. And so obviously I was going for Siwoo and Scheffler at that point. And we still had Mav as one of our normal bets. So had three guys all realistically with a chance to go win it Sunday, especially the way it kind of turned out. If you told me 16 under was going to be in a playoff, I would have thought one of those had a good chance to get there, but neither did. Obviously glad to see Goddard up win. I like him in general, you know, being a Sooner. He was only there for 1 year, but definitely, you know, like seeing him be successful. And I think he's got a kind of an all-around game. And if his irons and stuff keep improving, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how quick does he get to that, you know, can he win a major type discussion, which I think he can. could it be this year? Don't know. But he's definitely looks solid, and he seems to grind and figures out a way to be there. You know, four wins already is very impressive for him. If you'd like to join us, get that article for Showdown or anything else, all the golf tools. It includes all the NFL stuff too, although that's over. But it's all one price for all sports, NFL, college football, and PGA. New Year is still available for 30% off. I had several people join on that already. Get you 30% off any package, weekly, monthly, annual. I think you can get content only for like $4 a week, $10 a month, $90 a year, a little less than that, like $88 a year with that code. If you want the full site, so you get all the tools, PGA model builder, the lineup builder, lineup generators, all that kind of stuff, it's roughly about double, you know, $7 for full, $20 a month for monthly, and then about $175 annually with that code. So New Year, 30% off, includes a 7-day risk-free trial, so you can come check it out, see if you like it. You don't get charged the first 7 days, so you can cancel any time in that 7 days before you see your first charge. Check that out if you'd like to. We're at Pebble Beach. We're all very familiar with this course or courses. It has only a two-course rotation. This is the second year of that. No Monterey Peninsula is the one they cut out, so you got Spyglass and Pebble. Pros are only on the weekend now, so I think I'm pretty sure it used to be they would do the AMs. I think at one point the AMs even played on Sunday, but now they only play Thursday and Friday. So a little bit, you know, focused on the pros playing Pebble both days. So you play Pebble 3 days and Spyglass one if you make it to the weekend. Well, I guess there is no cut, so everybody plays it now, being a signature series or signature event. So all four, you'll get through. Most of the focus is on Pebble, but you do get 1 day on Spyglass. Pebble, par 72, 6,900, four par threes, four par fives. As we've seen recently, if you're paying, this is Tuesday night, I'll release this Wednesday morning, but if you were on Twitter today, you saw if the conditions are great, I think Pebble plays easier than Spyglass in general, but it plays easy-ish. You know, obviously it's still a tough course, but relative to other courses on the PGA, it plays easy if the weather's benign. But as we saw today, you get winds up there and it can be brutal. I do think the more winds, Spyglass is actually a little tougher. And 2 years ago, Spyglass definitely played tougher. Last year it was almost even. So it's not as big of a swing as like the north south at Torrey when you're looking at Showdown, for instance. but today and tomorrow looks even worse than today. It's going to have those strong winds and rain. Now it's still just a practice round, but maybe a little bit of knock to the guys that have never played this place before, because it's going to flip completely. Thursday and Friday it looks gorgeous, like barely any wind. Thursday almost no wind. And then Friday, it picks up a little bit, nothing crazy. Most of Saturday looks good right now. But then another system comes in with some winds picking up Saturday afternoon, and Sunday looks kind of like what today and tomorrow is going to look like. Pretty strong winds, potential rain. I could see them going off early Sunday to beat that. Because Sunday's a long ways out, so that thing can change at any time. But right now, you know, you're getting 40, 45 mile an hour gusts with rain, you know, starting mid to late morning into the afternoon. That didn't affect us pre-tournament. The nice thing is Thursday and Friday looks pretty calm. Well, you know, a little bit of wind, but no advantage one way or the other. I don't think playing one course or the other is really going to matter in the rotation. So as of now, not really factoring that. We get to tomorrow night, look at the updated forecast. We'll see if there's any advantage for showdown and or a wave advantage. But right now it's a non-factor for me as far as the full tournament goes. And there's no cut, so it's not like I'm trying to get my guys through a cut. But you still have a significant advantage if, you know, if you thought one course is going to play really easy in one condition versus the other, you'd want more guys on that course Thursday versus Friday. I just don't see it right now, which is good. You know, I think let's just have a normal Thursday, Friday. You may have to bank in some thoughts on, okay, if my guys get to Saturday, midday, Saturday, Sunday, who can gut it out in some tough conditions? That's a little hard to predict, but we'll see how the forecasts are looking tomorrow night when we get there. They're not going to have fun tomorrow. You know, I don't know if they play I know how to practice, but I don't know if they'll do any pro-am stuff tomorrow, but it doesn't look fun at all. Lots of winds, same as today, but more rain as well. So, and it's not really hot. I mean, the highs are in the 50s that much. So it's a little chilly in the mornings. Luckily they get a break Thursday and Friday before another one comes in. No cut. Like I said, it's a signature series. So we only get, I think it's 72 guys is the official. Let me double check. No, 80 guys in the field this week. The winner, I had it. Typically you'll see somewhere between 18 to 20 under. Depending on what they do on the weekend, you know, to be ahead of that, what seems to be a pretty strong system on Sunday. It still looks like it's going to be tough conditions. I think they, wherever they're at Friday, that could be close to the winning score. You know, say they're at 8, 9, 10 under Friday night, it could be like a 12, 13 under with the way how tough it could play Sunday. But we'll see how that looks tomorrow. Normally, again, 18 to 20 under. We'll kind of see what the forecast looks like if we want to bank on the tougher scoring conditions on the weekend. Certainly could do that. Last 2 years have been the signature event, Rory and Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark won a 54-hole tournament 2 years ago. They cut it because of the weather that year and couldn't get it in. So they just called it after 54 holes. Before that, wasn't near as strong of a field and or payout. So, you know, the last 2 years, the winner's taken $3.6 million. Before those 2 years, you know, the entire pot was $9 million. You know, so 1.6, 1.5, 1.4 was what the winner was getting. And you had full fields in with a cut. So it was a totally different setup before the last 2 years. Keep that in mind if you're looking at kind of how guys finished 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago. May not reflect as good as what they would do versus a strong field, full, you know, no cut event. For me this week, I'm looking at stroke gain irons, par 5 DK scoring, good approach, good drives, opportunities inside 18 feet, and bogey avoidance, along with recent form, course fit, and then putting per usual. Only 16 of the 80 have not played here since 2020, which is a decent amount, but again, majority, 64 of these guys have played at least once since 2020. Salary ranges, 3 in the 10K, 7 in the 9K, 11 in the 8K, 26 in the 7K, and 33 guys in the 6K. We saw Tambo last week. You know, he put the tweet out, we need the no Scheffler market on DraftKings. I think he was saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, but DraftKings did do one this week. The contests aren't great per se, but it was interesting to see him try. See how popular that gets. DraftKings, it isn't as big of a – with the way they're pricing Scheffler, if they price him properly – in lines with what his odds are, it's not as big of a deal for me, because you can have him do great and still not be up there because he's so high above everybody else. This week, you know, 2,500 higher than Rory feels about right. you can still build, you know, and I'm assuming he's going to be popular again this week because it's a no cut. So you get him for four rounds and it's not really him. It's, you know, guys will feel better that they can take chances on that 6-7K range, mentally thinking, well, I get four rounds from him. Hopefully I can get the right combo with Scheffler. I didn't play Scheffler last week. Obviously after Thursday looked great, but he's Scheffler and he made his way back up and finished third. Did you need him to take down last week? No, not at all. So it, as long as they're pricing him, I don't really, it was cool to see him, you know, actually respond and do a no Scheffler market. If you're one that wants to go, you know, dive into that, you certainly can. But all my stuff on here is certainly used to be the normal, mainly because the contests are massively bigger for our normal slate. So the three guys there are Scheffler, Rory, and Fleetwood. So the pricing's been similar to what it has the last several weeks. Being a no cut is a little bit different because there's not as many guys down in that 6-7K range. So I'm interested to kind of see how Scheffler comes out in ownership. You know, my early stuff, I still have him above everybody else. And mainly for the reason I said, I think people will get comfortable with enough guys to put around him and feel good about it. Now, we saw him last year as high as, you know, 35-40% at times. We're not really seeing that. I had him almost pegged spot on last week on ownership. And, I think he stays under 30%, you know, probably closer to that 26, 27, 28% type number. And so there's plenty of, you know, people not playing him, way more not than they are. But the pricing is a key. I think they're pricing it correctly. There's no 5K range where you can take Scheffler and maybe find a diamond down there in the 5K range and then build somewhat normally. They're keeping him priced up. Brought him down a little bit this week, which I think is fair because it's a stronger field. And then you keep a 6K range. There's no 5K range. So I don't mind it at all. Sweet 16, three guys that I like and a bubble boy from each range. Fade of the week, sleeper of the week, some gut fill plays, betting top five that pop in two long shots, and then my preliminary one and done. And we will get out of here tonight, which you'll be listening to this tomorrow morning. Get all the final content out tomorrow night once we get look at the final weather. I don't think it's really going to be a factor on who I'm playing, not playing. It looks pretty benign the first 2 days. Mainly, I think it's going to be, has anything shifted on that Saturday, Sunday? Because you may factor in like a Bobby Mac or something. If he can grind through a Thursday, Friday, and we know he plays better when it's tougher, do I bump him up a little bit to make a run on the weekend when it gets tougher? You know, that's just an example of someone we may look at a little bit stronger. I already like him, just FYI. But if we see that it's going to play, you know, that winds are going to be stronger for majority of the weekend, we may have to take that into somewhat consideration. But it won't be, you know, a Thursday, Friday type deal for me. So 9K and above, I'm going to go back to Siwoo. I haven't jumped off him, and he's not let you down. Price is up, but, you know, last 4 weeks, 11th, 6th, 3rd, 2nd. Last 2 years here, a 12th and a 14th. The last time he played, it was 4 years ago, actually 5 years ago, before these last 2 years, signature events, and he missed a cut back-to-back. I don't know if that has anything to do with, I only have to play with the amateurs 2 days and then I get to play Pebble 3, you know, whereas before you only played Pebble twice, you know, because you had Monterey in there, you had the AMs longer, the amateurs longer. I don't know that. Anecdotally, it kind of would seem that way because I think he likes Pebble. So if he gets it 3 days, it's an advantage to someone like that. I'm not going to take that as the end-all be-all, but he's just playing tremendous right now. And if he can putt for anything, you know, he's going to get a win soon. The ball striking is phenomenal. He led the last week tee to green. So 9,800, I'm going back there. I think he likes Pebble. He likes the course. Two solid finishes the last 2 years. No reason to jump off for me this week. Fleetwood, 10-2. Not a guy I get to a lot. He's played here the last 2 years as well, a 31st, a 22nd. Hasn't really started out super strong on the DP World Tour. This is his first, you know, tournament over here. You know, stat wise and all that kind of stuff, when you look at how he finished up last year, he's certainly going to fit here and look strong. I think his game fits here well, but you know, he's a guy that I would factor even stronger if we're going to have a little bit tougher conditions. I think that could go to his liking. Not the end all be all for me right now, but you know, fourth in irons, fifth or ninth in par five DK scoring, 21st in bogey avoidance, solid putter on the POA, recent form. Probably the only kind of questionable just because he didn't start out super strong on the DP World Tour, but you know, I like him this week at that price. I don't think he's gonna get super chalky or out of range for me. So someone I definitely will be high on this week. Rose, 9,400. I think the price may kind of take people like, how do you get 9,400, you know, that quick? But, you know, coming off the win, he's played great here the last 3 years, a first, 11th, a third. Not much else. I think the price may keep people off of him just thinking it's a little too high for him. But, you know, he's played solid at the Farmers, got the win. Three straight top 11s here with the first and a third. The course fits him well. The conditions I don't think would bother him if it does pick up on the weekend. I got him around 8% right now. I love him as a leverage play if that truly stays there. So, you know, Rose at 9,400 is a strong play for me this week. Bubble boy for me is Henley. I never hardly play Henley because he's always chalky, but I don't see him as super chalk right now. You know, this course is kind of his cup of tea. He finished fifth last year. Amex, he finished 8th, 19th at Sony, so two good showings to start the year. 5th in irons, 6th in opportunities inside 18 feet, 19th in bogey avoidance, you know, top 3rd or better in putting. A lot to like about him, and I only have him around 10% right now. We'll see how that shakes out, you know, tomorrow night. But if I can get him and he's not super chalky, because typically he is a guy people like to go to in certain courses and situations, and this is one of those, I could see him steaming up some tomorrow, but definitely don't mind taking a look at him. Bubble boy really is just, you know, keep an eye on ownership. And is he a guy we want to, you know, if he steams up, I can pass on him. But if he stays down in this range, you know, Rose and him starting a lineup and they're both 10% or less, I don't mind that at all. So 9K range, Siwoo 9,800, Fleetwood 10,200, Rose 9,400, and Henley 9,200 as the bubble boy. 8K range, Thor, another guy I played a lot of, going to go back to him. Third place last week. 18th at Farmers. Stat-wise, he looks solid. 7th overall. 9th in good approach. 20th in good drives. 4th in bogey avoidance. He's never played this course. That'd probably be the one knock. He's about mid-pack putting. But, you know, 8,600 upside. You know, just pure talent, all that kind of stuff. What he's shown lately, I definitely don't mind it. The one knock, I guess, would be, you know, he hadn't played it, at least on tour. Hadn't got a lot of good practice in with the way the weather's been, you know, today and what it looks like tomorrow. Those could be reasons to kind of be cautious, but other than that, I like him a lot this week. Burns, 8,000. He's played here 3 times in the last 5 years. 39th, 10th, and a 22nd. Missed the cut last week, so maybe a great bounce back spot. 27th at Amex. Stats look great still. 6th in good approach, 5th in good drive, 16th in opportunities at 18 feet, 5th in putting on POA. Overall, 30th par 5 DK scoring. 8K feels like a really good price for him, and I don't see I see him in that sub 10% range as well. I think ownership will be spread out a lot for the most part. You know, there's a lot of guys. Let me see if I can pull my... When I just ran my newest one before I got on the pod tonight. So between 8 and 13%, I have 28 of the 80 guys in that 5% window. So there's a lot of guys kind of stacked up there. We'll see how it all shakes out tomorrow. Tuesday's a very early run for me, but I don't mind him at all at that price. I think it's a solid price. We don't need him to win. If he can be in that top 15, top 10, contending on Sunday with the chance, you know, perfectly fine with that. Bobby Mack, I mentioned him earlier. I like him this week. I'll probably like him even more if it does look like the weekend's going to play tough. He just plays tougher or plays tough conditions, you know, better than most. 8,200, a great price. He did play here last year. I like that. Only a 40th finish, but I like that he's kind of comfortable with he's at least knows the settings, of course, kind of the pro-am structure. 38th at Amex, 4th at Sony, so he's played over here already. I like that as well. 34th par 5 DK scoring, 15th in good approach, you know, 30th in bogey avoidance, 33rd in our 34th in good drives, 6th in polo putting. A lot of solids there, 8,200. He's similar to Rose. I like him a lot. Probably a little boost if I think it's going to play tougher. Definitely in my mind for that 3 max, Shirley, 20 max and all that kind of stuff. Bubble boy for me is Cantley. Interested to see what ownership comes in on him. He plays this course solid, you know, 5 years, you know, 3 years he made the cut. Last year is obviously no cut, but 11th, 3rd, 4th, 11th, 33rd. So he really hasn't, you know, last year was his worst year, but 4 top 11s before that. Miscut at the Farmers, 13th at Amex. I don't. Obviously, we know the slow rounds don't really bother him. He's notorious for being one of the slower players on tour. But 17th in irons, 22nd in good drives, 12th in good approach, 5th in opportunities inside 18 feet. If he's going to be a little lower owned at the 8,900, I feel like it's a good price for him. I don't mind going there at all. You know, he's kind of been up and down lately. So the confidence in going to him, but you know, we've seen him at like 9,700 or stuff like that. 8,900, I think the price is in line. And if we're going to get, you know, him around that 10% ranges too, I definitely don't mind taking a strong look at him. Certainly in the 20 max pool, the bubble boy is, you know, can he sneak up to a 3 max play? Maybe a potentially decent one and done option. A little under the radar type situation there. If you're, you know, as we got our first big pot of the year for most one and dones, depending on how yours pays, you know, being that 3.6, whatever, at least 3.6, you know, 3.6 million to first this week. So AK range, Thor 8,600, Burns 8,000, Bobby Mack 8,200, with Cantley as the bubble boy at 8,900. 7K range, Cootie kick it off 7,600. Another one like Siwoo has been playing tremendous the last 4 weeks. 13th, 18th, 2nd, 10th. He still struggles on POA, but he also has a smaller sample size. So I wouldn't take it as end-all, be-all. But he's in the bottom third of the field. The only knock for me on him this week would be that, and he's never played the course. Stat-wise, he's no worse than 18th in all 6 of the majors I'm looking at. 16th, 18th, 2nd, 4th, 1st, 13th. Playing tremendous all the way around. And because the price is 7,600, it kind of offsets for me the concern on potential putting and never played here. You know, he's just playing so well, hitting the ball, striking the ball, that, you know, if I can get him up there in a top 15 type mentality, you know, a position, you know, heading into Sunday with a chance to win, he's from Texas. I don't think the wind's going to, you know, be too much of a concern for him. I'll be strong on him as well this week. Again, only knock would be putting and never played the course. But other than that, I like him a lot this week. Next guy, maybe one of my favorites of the week, Knapp, 7,900. 8th at last week, 5th at Farmers, 11th at Sony, 33rd here last year, 2nd in par 5 DK scoring, 4th in good approach, 6th in bogey avoidance, 7th in putting. And if you look at the odds to the pricing, which is something if you have our content, you'll see my comparison to that on the rankings. But where the betting odds have moved is saying his price is way under price. We'll see if that shifts the ownership much. Right now, he's still not super chalk. He's going to be one of the higher owned in the 7K range, but overall, you know, still 13 to 15% range isn't horrible. 7,900. I like him a lot this week. Keep an eye on a steam and ownership like that, but I don't know if that even gets me off him. I'll just find a little bit way to get different elsewhere because he's one of my favorite plays on the board as it stands right now. Pendrith, 7,400. Played here pretty decent. 49th, 7th, and 9th. Last year was the obviously signature event, so a good showing there. 6th at the Sony, then back-to-back missed cuts. So, you know, could get a little bit, you know, some people off of him because of that. But 12th in par 5 DK scoring, 20th in approach, 12th in bogey avoidance, 19th in putting. 7,400 feels like a really good price for him as well. I like him a lot. Not a guy I get to a lot, but I like him in this situation. Last few times he's played here, he's finished top 10. I don't mind him at all this week at 7,400. Bubble boy for me is Gerard. He's never played here. I think this is actually his first signature event. I know he's in all of them this year, but this may be his first one. that he's ever been or qualified for. Hadn't played here, obviously, but last 3 weeks, 11th, 2nd, and 2nd. He didn't play last week, but before that, Farmers, Amex, and Sony, you know, 3 top 10s with 2 second places. Pretty solid. 7,500, a strong price, or, you know, feels good, feels appropriately priced for him. 10th in good drive, 7th in opportunities inside 18 feet. Better than mid-pack on the putting. You know, just pure recent form is, you know, tremendous and overall talent for me. For that price, I'll take my stabs with him. Bubble Boy would be, like I mentioned, has never played here. Maybe the putting and the irons are a little worse than I would want, but he's definitely my 20 max pool. Just be, does he fit up in there in a 3 max? Right now, he'd be on the outside looking in for me. I like, you know, Pendrith, Cootie, and Knapp much better. I like some 6K guys, but if I'm doing a 20 max or 50 lineup, something like that, he's definitely making that 6K range. So 7K range, sorry. Cootie, 7,600. Knapp, 7,900. Pendrith, 7,400. Gerard, 7,500. 6K range. Rico Hoy, 6,700. If we can get the putter going, that's kind of his theme. He's done okay the last 4 weeks. 50th, a 70th, and a 24th. He withdrew from the Amex. I can't remember why there. I think that was maybe there's that weather situation and didn't want to come back the next morning to finish for no reason. But 24th last week, 3rd in par 5 DK scoring, 14th in good drives, 25th in opportunities. Putting, he's, you know, almost last, 74th. So we know that. 23rd in irons, 3rd in par 5 DK scoring, if I didn't say that. So, I mean, he's got upside, 6,700. You're not going to see everything look great. So I don't mind taking a chance on him at that price, 4 days of golf. Rogers, 6,600. West Coast guy. He's played here 5 of the last 6 years. Ironically, before the signature event, he had 3 straight miscuts. Then the last 2 years, 79th and a 22nd. So last year was the first year really played good here. That's probably would be the only negative. Maybe you think, well, you know, the amateur type situation, especially 2021, 2022. In my deep dive, I have an asterisk on him to kind of see how close was he. Because remember, 22, 21, and 20, those 3 years, it was a 54-hole cut. You know, so is he one stroke off, you know, and it just looks back because it's miscut, miscut, miscut? Or was he not ever even in the mix playing with the Ams for 3 days in 3 different courses? And in that deep dive, I kind of look at how do they play on Pebble versus the other, since now we're playing 3 days of Pebble versus 2 as well. But some form here recently, 3rd, a 27th, a 44th, 60th last week, but made the cut 4 straight weeks. 2nd in good drives. Sorry. Allergies this week. It's crazy. 32nd bogey avoidance, 26th in par 5 DK scoring, 39th in irons, 15th in recent form, about top 3rd in putting. But again, 6,600. You know, it a solid profile, you know, for the cheaper guy. Don't mind taking shots there as well. Hisasune, 6,800. We know he's been playing great. 10th, 2nd, 44th, the last 3 weeks. He missed the cut at Sony. He's never played here, though. Solid across the board in stats. 22nd in irons, 8th in good approach, 24th in good drives, 27th in opportunities inside 18 feet, 23rd in bogey avoidance. Struggles on POA some. That's a limited, more of a limited size, but that would be the weakness for him. But recent form, 7th. Overall, he's 15th in my model. And for 6,800, there's just enough positives there that I certainly don't mind taking a chance and hoping that form keeps right, you know, keep riding that form for him this week. You know, he lashes at that ball with the driver. It's crazy how straight he can keep it most of the time. Interested to see how he does here where you don't have to hit driver as much. Does it help him? Does it hurt him? You know, I don't know. Not seeing him play here would be a negative, but the price is 6,800. I'm like, I'll take my chances on that. Bubble boy for me is Chris Kirk, 6,200. Feels kind of cheap for Kirk, but not the greatest form. I think he's got 3 missed cuts to start the year. Played okay here, 62nd, 26th, and the 16th. So 2 top 26s. 3 straight missed cuts, or 3 missed cuts to start the year. Sony, Amex, and Waste. But the price and just knowing his upside in this course, you would think fits his game somewhat decently. I could see him being somewhat popular, fitting with a Scheffler type build. So maybe if you're using him not with Scheffler, that, that could be an advantage. But third in opportunities, eighth in bogey avoidance, 10th in irons, 28th in par five DK scoring, 28th in good drive. So, I mean, he's solid across the board, you know, in that way. And at that price, I'll take chances on him. The bubble boy would be just because of three straight missed cuts, you know, but played okay here the three times he's played here. So I kind of think that offsets it. And the price is just too good to pass up if you need that savings this week, especially if you're getting the savings and not playing Scheffler, because you may be a little unique in that situation. So 6K range, Hoy 6,700, Roger 6,600, Hisasune 6,800, Kirk 6,200 as the bubble boy. My fade of the week, I'm still going to fade Xander. A little more worried about fading him this week because he had the strong Sunday. But at 9,100, he's only played here once, surprisingly, in the last 6 years, and he finished 54th 2 years ago. Last 2 weeks, a 41st and a missed cut. He did show some signs on Sunday. I think he shot 5 under, somewhere in that range, 4 to 6 under. I can't remember exactly what it was. But at 9,100, and I still think he's going to get top five ownership this week. What do I have him right now? Yeah, right at fifth in ownership. I'll take a fade on him and let his game turn around a little bit more before I jump on that. Sleeper of the week for me is Bridgman. I got him around 3-4%. Just solid all the way around. Been pretty steady. 18th last week, 13th at Amex, 4th at Sony. He's never played here, but stats, he's pretty solid across the board. 14th in par 5 DK scoring, 10th in good approach, 35th in irons, 24th in putting. You know, for 6,900, sub 4%, definitely don't mind taking some chances there as our sleeper of the week. Some gut field plays, not as many as usual because we only have 80 in the total field, but I don't mind going back to Goddard up 9K. I mean, I know he's won already 4 times and twice in the first 4 weeks, but, you know, win the signature event and, you know, this payday would be, you know, probably equal to his first three or close to it. He's young enough. I don't think he's content by any means. I think he's going to keep letting it go. It's probably not the best setup for his game because his weakness would be irons and it kind of takes away from the driver. But, you know, for 9,000, you're building enough lineups. I don't mind taking some chances there. Cam Young, same deal, 8,100. Price is in line that, you know, he's up and down. We know that, a roller coaster. Right now, I'm still probably looking at him more as showdown play, trying to pick spots there than overall. But at the price, don't mind taking a look there. Kitayama, 7,300. has played pretty decent here at 39th, a 29th, and an 18th. 24th last week. Can play tough conditions, you know, I think pretty decently. So maybe a little boost to him. Pretty good price. Don't mind him at all. Mav, don't mind going back there, 8,900. McCarty, I think I'm playing him too much. He continues to pop for me, but he missed a cut last week, but before that, an 18th, a second, made the cut at Sony, didn't do much on the weekend, but he's still playing pretty decent. Third in the field in polo putting, so, you know, that could come in handy as well for the price, 6,900. Straka, 7,700. Don't mind that price at all. Let's see how he's done here. Seventh last year, 26th the year before, so pretty solid. Higo, 7,000, and then Keith Mitchell, 7,200. Some other gut feel plays that I don't mind looking at this week at all. Betting top five that pop in 2 long shots. Top five for me right now, I like Siwoo, 25-1. Knapp, 35-1. Again, shop around. These are just kind of the averages I looked at. Stuff could drift tomorrow as well. I'll have my final betting card out tomorrow evening per usual. Thor at 40-1. Cootie, 65-1. Burns at 65-1. I like those five. 2 long shots, Mitchell 100-1, Hisasune 125-1, probably more of a top 20 type bet, but definitely don't mind taking a look at those. My early one and done, I like Siwoo, Fleetwood, Rose, Thor, and Cantlay. Rose and Cantlay would be kind of more of a solid plays, but I think you get them not as high of options this week to be a little different. I don't know that you need to be super cute this week. You know, it's a no cut. it's a big boy pot, you know, 3.6, 3.7 million. But, you know, which is still close to a major. So, I mean, play who you want to play. If you want to play Scheffler, you can even do that this week. You know, I mean, what the majors may get to $4-4.5 million, you know, but you may feel confident, more confident in some of the courses for the guys. That's certainly one thing, but you know, these are strong events for these guys, for your one and done pools to really jump up there. Some of them, I mean, the leader doesn't or barely has what this first place pays this week, you know, so, cause not many had got her up twice, let alone once, you know, and he's won two of the first four there, depending on when your tournament started. Rose was not highly picked at all when he won. So you don't have a lot of big pot, you know, big, you're not really behind much, even if you think you are right now. You pick the winner this week, you're going to be up there in the mix and sitting just fine. So I would focus more on who you legitimately think is your favorite play to win this week and probably play him, you know, and you know, cause it's a big pot and move on from there. There's no reason to get too cute, but those are ones I don't mind. I'll have my final one out on the final thoughts in tomorrow's article tomorrow night. Again, if you want to come check out the community, great week last week on Showdown, decent on Maine. Super Bowl was a blast. The game was not, but you know, I was 0.4 points behind a two-way chop for the Millie in front of me with three plays left in the game. The last catch by Hollins was really what put a big dupe lineup train of like 30. I was in third. I was in T3rd. I think winning like 60, 70,000 in that big Millie on the Super Bowl. Still finished okay. I mean, it, you know, dropped down like 40th. Still won 5 or 6,000 on the day, but it was a fun sweat. Not a very good game at all. Full focus on, you know, golf now. And I do think if you have questions on Showdown and kind of strategy and stuff like that, certainly reach out to me in Slack. I'll answer those. Been doing it as long as anybody. And we've started out really strong there. And I think that'll continue this week. I think there's some leverage potentially for the full tournament for sure. And I think some Showdown stuff can be had for us as well. New year, 30% off any package if you want to check that out. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll have all the final stuff out tomorrow. And we'll talk to you soon.